It states that Sayyidina Sawad bin Ghafla, radiallahu ta'ala, states that I presented myself in the court of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali, radiallahu ta'ala, in Kufa. And he had in front of him, listen to this, viewers of the channel, he had in front of him some barley bread and a bowl of milk. The bread was so dry and hard. Listen to this. The bread was so dry and hard that he would break it with his hands and at times by placing it in his knees to break it. You know when you get a plank of wood and you place it in your knees to break it? That's what he had to do with the bread because it was that dry. Seeing this, I said to his maid, Sayyiduna Fiza radiyallahu ta'ala, do you not feel sorry for him? Look, there is chaff on the bread. Bake some soft bread for him by sifting the barley so that it is not difficult to break for him. Sayyiduna Fiza radiyallahu ta'ala replied, Amir al-Mu'mineen has made us vow to never sift the barley and bake it. Meanwhile, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, the Amir al-Mu'mineen at the time, turned to me and he said, O Ibn Ghafla, what are you saying to this maid? I explained what I had said and pleaded, O leader of the believers, have mercy on your soul and do not bear so much hardship. He said, Oh, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family never ate wheat bread for 3 days, nor did he have flour sifted for him and baked. Once I was extremely hungry in Medina Sharif, so I went out to look for some work so that I could get something to eat. On the way, I came across a lady who was in search for a person to soak clods of earth which she had gathered in water. I talked to her and she agreed to pay me a single date per bucket of water used for soaking clods. I poured 16 buckets of water to soak the clods. As a result of this, I got blisters in my hand. Then I took the dates and went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him the whole incident. He ate from some of these dates too. Viewers of Madani Channel, we can see the simplicity of the life of Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the line of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, despite enduring so much hardship, he never uttered a word of complaint. He never criticized, rather he continued to show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal.